I'm not too familiar with the world of psychology, psychotherapy, but one of my good friends is now a psychotherapist. I got the impression from him that one, that kind of Freudian model actually very much isn't in fashion these days, that model of behavior, et cetera. And that there's actually often a lot of disagreement among psychotherapists about, you know, models of how things are and what's the best course of action. So I was kind of, I read this article before too, he kind of paints, you know, Western psychology kind of this kind of an agreement, and I wasn't really sure if that's really the case.
Well, it's the same as, say, Westerners painting Buddhism as monochromatic.
Right. In similar vein, or I don't know a lot about psychotherapy, but recently what I have been reading about is an attachment theory. And so I can also maybe see how that can, you know, it's all about developing a wholesome relationship with your parents, which is definitely within the scope of Buddhism, but of course the terminology may confuse people. I've never encountered that personally, but reading the terminology, it can be a little confusing if you don't know what exactly.
Yeah, what it's actually pointing to. But again, that's where I think it's helpful for, you know, remembering that the Buddha's kind of programming is for understanding suffering, freeing oneself from suffering, and on a certain level, that's the quest. Say the whole field of psychology. I mean, it has different tools and different methodologies, but I think that's where it can be related. I remember I had really fascinating. It was the very first time I came back to America. I went to, was invited to go to Chicago and to do some teaching there. And every day there was a meditation, and so I was just leading that. And there was a woman that came every single day. She was there. She was really solid in her commitment. And then talking with her, great discussions, because she was a psychiatrist whose clientele were other psychiatrists who had lost the plot, who were suffering from psychological disturbance. And she said, without meditation, she never, and Buddhist meditation in particular, he said, they're the worst kind of people to try to treat, because they know the terminology and know things, because you have to, and actually, in order to help them, you have to be able to not get caught in the terminology and the paradigms that they use, and really understand the mind. It's really interesting.
Right, that's where Buddhism goes farther, because there's a saying, something like treating patients so that they can deal with the ordinary miseries of life. Yeah. So just bringing the patient up to just struggle and happiness.
Yeah.